As testing criteria loosens up in McLean County, a 31-year-old father from Normal urges young people to stay home.
Assuming I had it, it's frustrating to see how many people aren't really taking anything seriously.
That's Zach Morris. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times.
It's Monday, March 30th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with what Americans are racing to buy during the COVID-19 shutdown. And it's not just groceries and toilet paper. As Eric Stock reports, they're buying guns, too.
Two firearms dealers in McLean County say they've noticed a significant surge in sales since coronavirus provisions have upended our lives and, for some, fueled survival instincts.
I would say that nearly every day has beat Black Friday numbers.
That's Stephen Stewart, owner of CI Shooting Sports in Normal. Stewart says business hasn't been this brisk since President Obama's first term. That's when many gun rights advocates feared the Obama administration would curtail gun rights.
This is different in the fact that this rush that we're experiencing is about people wanting to have a firearm to protect themselves in case mass hysteria were to break out, rioting, things like that, burglary, looting. That's what this is about.
Stewart says 80% of those coming into a store recently are first-time buyers. CI Shooting Sports also offers firearm training, which they've shut down because of social distancing. Stewart says the store encourages gun buyers to get the training before they use their weapon, and he says most do.
People in this town are reasonable. They know they need the training, and I think they're going to come back and get it.
Gun dealers are allowed to stay open as essential businesses. Smiley Sports Shop in Bloomington closed voluntarily because it couldn't keep most guns and nearly all of its ammunition in supply. Owner Dan Smiley says business was robust for about 10 days until the shelves went bare. He says keeping inventory has become harder in recent years.
It's been a glut of guns here the last couple of years since the president we have now is pro-gun, so the gun buying craze kind of slowed down, so the gun companies all slowed down making stuff, which, so that what that did is, you know, what inventory everybody had is now nobody's got any, so now they're going to have to try and make stuff.
Smiley says concerns of local municipalities would move to restrict gun rights motivated some buyers. Bloomington, Normal, and McLean County all approved emergency ordinances with no firearm restrictions. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Today is day three of Bloomington's new COVID-19 testing site at the Interstate Center. Saturday's opening day was a little slow with just 80 people tested, about a third of the site's capacity. More than 70 were tested on Sunday. But the testing criteria has now been loosened. Healthcare workers, first responders, seniors over 65, and anyone with underlying conditions and respiratory conditions can now get tested. But the big change is you do not have to show a fever to get in. Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's one of only two state-run drive-up sites in Illinois.
And in addition to our McLean County site, we're investigating additional areas around the state to launch potential drive-through locations.
Pritzker says Illinois is now doing around 4,000 tests per day, and the next day he wants to reach 10,000. That's what experts advise. Part of that is expanding who can visit the McLean County site. It's capped by the federal government right now at 250 per day.
We'd like to be able to test more than 400 people a day at these sites and think that we can. We have the capacity to do so. So we're pushing the federal government to change their requirements and allow us to test more than 250 people.
Also yesterday, the McLean County Health Department announced two new confirmed cases of COVID-19 locally. One is a man in his 70s, the other a woman in her 30s. Both are self-isolating at home. That brings the total number of people with COVID-19 locally to 13, including one death. The state yesterday announced 1,100 new cases statewide and 18 additional deaths. Find more on these stories, plus see our daily blog at wglt.org/coronavirus. Zach Morris might be one of the first people in Bloomington Normal to have contracted COVID-19. The 31-year-old from Normal suspects he caught it after taking the train down to St. Louis for the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament in early March. He started to feel sluggish March 9th. The next day, he couldn't get out of bed. Pretty much slept for the next 3 days, quarantined in his basement away from his wife Lauren and their two young children.
I couldn't go up my stairs without huffing and puffing. And then by the end of it, I couldn't finish a full sentence without struggling through it.
While older Americans and those with severe underlying medical conditions are most at risk, there's evidence that the virus is affecting young people in the U.S. at higher rates than in other countries. Morris says he works out regularly. He's a college hockey referee. Until now, his lung capacity was just fine.
This was easily the sickest I can remember being.
Morris called his health provider two separate times and was told he wouldn't be tested. That's because of a shortage of testing supplies.
Honestly, it didn't really bother me. We were already kind of quarantining myself to the basement anyway.
Morris just assumed he had it based on his symptoms. Doctors are reporting cases where a loss of the sense of taste and the sense of smell in particular has been seen in patients who later tested positive for the coronavirus. That happened to Morris, too. He's on the mend now. He's still a little congested, but has gone back to work from home, of course.
Assuming I had it, it's frustrating to see how many people aren't really taking anything seriously. Whether you really believe in the full lockdown or not, something has to be done to kind of curb this off. So it's definitely frustrating. I've had my run-ins with some of my close friends who think it's all a joke, and they're out, you know, living their normal lives and going places. But I guess we'll see in the end.
More on Zach's story at WGLT.org. Thanks for listening this morning. Support for WGLT is the Leadoff comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport, still working to facilitate transport of critical goods and services and accommodate passengers with urgent travel needs. CIRA sends good health to the community during these trying times. Learn more at CIRA.com.